ahead and get started with our post-race press conferences here at Lime Rock Park. We are now joined by the winner of today's inaugural NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race here at Lime Rock Park, and that's Corey Heim, driver of the number 11 Tricon Garage Toyota. If you have a question for Corey, please raise your hand, and we will get a mic to you. And we just ask that if you do have questions, that you move to this side of the room so we can get a mic to you, please. Okay, we'll start here with Phil.
Hi, I'm Phil Alloway from Front Stretch. Corey, you've had a wild season this year with dominant races, and this might have been the most dominant of all. Was it just how in the world were you able to just run away from everyone like this? It seemed like you were in a league of your own.
Yeah, I feel like, it starts with the preparation side of things leading up to the race. we didn't really know exactly how to prepare for this race. Never had been here before as an organization or even as a series, if I'm not mistaken. So to kind of predict what setup we need to bring and get it as close as we did from the start of practice was a big head start for us personally. I think a lot of guys were adjusting pretty heavily from the beginning of practice, and we didn't necessarily have to do that. So that was a good head start for us. And then just on my side, just trying to do all the necessary research I could to familiarize myself with this place. And luckily, Toyota did have a scan of the track from the Lexus side of things. So being able to make laps as realistic as we could possibly predict it would be, and then get the setup as close as we did, was definitely important. So very thankful for Toyota, of course, and Track on Garage, and Safe Flight.
Corey, can you just talk about the restart with six laps left and what you're thinking and how hard it was to hold them off there?
Yeah, I think my mindset going into that was mostly just, kind of stay in my own world a little bit. I knew that the 34 was probably going to get a good jump being on the outside, and I knew as long as I was side-by-side with him that I would have an advantage going into the corner. So even since he, edged ahead of me going into the corner, I thought since I was still on his quarter panel, I'd be okay. And I kind of hit my breaking point when I needed to, and he went 50 feet deeper. So, obviously that didn't end too well for him. But, just mentally just kind of staying in my own lane and making sure that, I did what I needed to do to position myself correctly and, keep the favorable driver's right side going into one and all the way through one and two. So, I was able to succeed at that, and that was kind of the end of that.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. Congrats on the win, Corey. When you look at it now, you're 10th all-time in the Truck Series wins list. You were a restart or a good jump away on the restart from being the sixth driver in the sports, or at least in Truck Series history, to lead every single lap in a truck race other than Mike Skinner and Ron Hornaday. Just, obviously, I know your goal is to be in the Cup Series, but how important is it for you to leave a legacy here in the Truck Series and continue putting on these great performances to get that championship that you want?
Yeah, it's a good question. I feel like with the opportunity that's been presented with me, with this team and, having what I feel is the best team in the series, best organization in the series, and knowing that I have that support around me, it makes me want to go out and gives me more, I wouldn't say more pressure, but just more determination internally to go out and make sure I take advantage of that. It's not every day, 90% of drivers, I feel like, just throwing a blind dart, never find a team that's maybe the right fit for them or just the right situation. And I feel like I've got everyone around me doing the right things and putting me in the right spot. So I don't want to look back 5 years from now and be like, dang, like I could have done this better and this better. Should have taken, better advantage of that opportunity. Just want to make sure I, capitalized on it and can look back in the future and say like, okay, I did exactly what I needed to do to take advantage of that. So I think that's kind of my mindset with that.
Any final questions for Corey? Okay.
Two things, Corey. Third straight road course win. What's that mean to you, and how did you get to that point? And then second, you have a crew chief. He's from Connecticut, and Scott Zipadelli. What's it mean to get a win for him here?
Yeah, it's awesome for Scott. He's, he's had a great time. He had a lot of friends come out to this race, and to see them all, really happy with our performance, of course, and taking victory lane pictures with them was really cool. So, you can just tell by talking to him that this one kind of meant a little bit more to him. So, I would say that kind of added a little bit more motivation for me to just go out and make sure we got this one. We've had a lot of races this year that have sort of gotten away from us, but, you just keep layering the things that mean a lot, and it meant a lot to him for sure. So, Scott's an awesome dude, and it's really cool to see that pay off for him. But, regarding the three straight, road course wins, I feel like we've bettered our program consistently with, in every aspect, really, including the road courses. We fired off, I think we – I think 2023 COTA was the last one that we had finished, you know, less than first. And then from there, I think we definitely bettered our program a lot. You know, they're able to take advantage of driver feedback a lot. I feel like we've been moving, you know, trending in the right direction every single time. So it's cool to see that, you know, of course, we have won the last two, but I feel like we're consistently still getting better beyond that. So no one's, you know, happy with, you know, just you know, being okay and, you know, lucking into a win or something like that. It's kind of about just keeping, you know, that progress going.
Corey Riley Klein, Lakeville Journal. We're the local newspaper here, and this is a big event for a small town. I'm curious how your experience has been here in Lakeville, Connecticut at Lime Rock Park.
It's been awesome. You know, I feel like, you know, in my history, in my past, racing on iRacing a lot, I feel like this is a pretty common track for that program, and I feel like it's kind of how I sort of learned to road course race in a way. You know, I didn't have a background growing up road course racing. I did a little bit of Legends cars here and there, but I really never got a lot of opportunities road course racing until I was 18 years old. So growing up, I knew I needed to acclimate myself with that if I was going to be successful in the sport, and this is a place that, you know, I did it a lot. So even if I haven't been here before, I showed up and, you know, was able to get, you know, pretty familiar with the track from the very get-go just because of how many laps virtually I've run here. But also just being here in general and seeing the atmosphere and the fans that came out was super cool. Everyone seemed so excited to have NASCAR at Lime Rock. So, you know, I'm really hoping that they continue this trend and we can, you know, come back in the future and make some more races happen.
Any last questions for Corey?
Hi, Simon Marco with the Lakeville Journal. What's your favorite food for a hot day?
Oh, man, I do try to stay away from greasy foods on a hot day because it can upset my stomach pretty good. So, believe it or not, I get pretty stressed on race days, and the greasy food kind of, you know, makes that a little bit worse. So, some clean chicken, some salad, some rice. I had a couple of peanut butter and jellies today, so trying to eat clean.
Well, Corey, thanks for spending some time with us, and congratulations.
Thanks, guys.